Well, hey, everybody, welcome back to Moscow and welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shay Bowes, and just like all the greats in history and in the current day, I'm part of a team. You've got Lavrov and Putin. You've got Sleepy Joe and Kamala. You've got Zelensky and... Zelensky. Anyway, and then there's me and Oggy. And where are we going to start this week? Let's have a think about it. Lots going on in the world, and very, very conveniently for the Western media, they're forgetting about Ukraine. I guess who else is forgetting about what's happening in Ukraine, really? Good old Volodymyr Zelensky, Vlad to his actual friends. He was off in the United States while the critically important town of Ugledar was captured by Russian troops after being encircled. Now, the 72nd Mechanized Regiment or Division or grouping that was holding it, they could have escaped with their equipment, but good old Vlad decided he was going to head off to the States to beg for a few more dollars, a few more quid. Forget about the hurricane. And while he was doing that, he let the boys hold on just long enough to get wiped out by the Russian military. And this is kind of something that's very conveniently ignored by the Western media while they're talking about the Middle East and talking about what's actually happening in US politics. Wonder why. And guess how they're getting these men? They're going to need a lot more because the Russians are moving forward on every front. The Kursk picnic has turned into a complete show for Zelensky and his General Sirsky, who's a Russian, by the way. Nice guy. And while this is happening, where are the men going to come from? Well, it's going to be Grandad next, because Zelensky wants over 200,000 50 to 60-year-olds. Believe me, your knees aren't up to it at 53 soldiering. And he wants to send them to the meat grinder as well. And how's he going to get them? They're all going to volunteer, right? Going to volunteer, Augie? You think these dudes are going to volunteer? There's going to be queues outside the mobilization centers, right?
They probably would want some buses sent after them.
Some buses, yeah. So, as you can see, even the Western media now have agreed or are starting to kind of get the message that maybe the people in Ukraine don't really want to die for NATO or Ursula von der Leyen. That's probably why millions of them have f***ed off to Europe and to Russia, my friend. Interestingly, that most of the refugees in from Ukraine have gone to Russia. That's a funny one, isn't it? Doesn't sound like a genocide to me. But let's have a look at a little bit of a compilation of how the Ukrainian population is eagerly volunteering to go and die for NATO and the EU. On the video, Augie. So this doesn't look like these guys are too eagerly jumping on board, does it to me? Maybe it's that they're so paralyzed by joy that they're going to go and die for NATO, not get paid, probably end up in a ditch somewhere in eastern Ukraine. They're so happy they freeze with joy. Is that how it works, Augie? All is well in the land of freedom and democracy. They haven't had an election in a while, have they? And as if that wasn't enough, the Ukraine has also decided that's a good idea to put people from the Kursk region, Russians, into concentration camps. It kidnaps people, it suppresses the free press, crushes the church, bans the free media, and basically kicks the shit out of anyone who disagrees with them. But fear not, all is not lost in the home of freedom, democracy, liberty, and gay rights, which is Ukraine. There's a certain little ethnic group there. I'm not suggesting that these people are from the CIA or from any of the American secret services, as 15 or 16 of them at this stage. It's quite normal to see young men in, and you know, completely buffed looking, walking around in Kiev with strange accents. I have no idea which country they could be from. Organis, any ideas?
It's the Murica.
Jay, have you ever met Tetsika?
Yes. Yeah. I told, the first time that I met them was in the metro near Lubitska, and I was in a hurry to go to work, and so I told him, I'm American. I put my hand up just like this. I said, I'm American. And I just walked, and he just let me go.
So just fleet or what?
Like? No. So you just put your hand up and say, I'm American. You can do what you like in Ukraine. Well, listen, I think that's only fair because in reality, America is basically paying for everything in Ukraine, right? The pensions, the war, the corruption, the whole show. And probably for good old Zelensky's nice pad on Venice Beach. And of course, it makes you wonder, you know, are the Brits and the Americans really taking the piss with Ukraine? You know, you can walk around there, you're getting slapped on the back. I wonder what else they're getting. I'd say a bit of that too. And our old pal, Boris Johnson, that, you know, archetypal British aristocrat, the man who saved peace in Ukraine by probably killing 500,000 Ukrainians by screwing the peace process, Boris decided to take a little trip, a little funny, giggly trip to Kiev to make a little video. It's all so funny, all so joyous. Interestingly, there's not that many men in the picture. That's because all the men are probably dead, thanks to Boris. Run the video. And meanwhile, when Boris is not at the hairdressers or getting some part-time work to pay for all the kids he's had outside of his marriage, I think it's about 9 at this stage, he's back home in the UK complaining about Britain handing back some of its colonial possessions to the people who actually own them. In particular, the Chagos Islands. I think the British actually bought them, as you do, you know, just indigenous people, you know, thousands of kilometres away. Just buy it. So they bought it. They bought it off the French back in the 18th century, early 18th century. And now the British government has decided they're going to give it back. Tragedy. Run the video, Augie.
Chagos Islands. Being given back to Mauritius. Your reaction?
Crazy. I mean, I urge viewers of GB News to get out your maps, get out your atlases, check out the Chagos Islands, see where they are, and see where Mauritius is.
Mm.
A long way away.
Yes.
What is this claim? It's nonsense. It's total nonsense. Why are we doing this? Sheer political correctness.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's have a talk about this. Now, it just so happens that the Chagos Islands are about 2,000 kilometres away from Mauritius. And Boris is very unhappy about that because they're now currently under British control. Now, it all stinks a little bit to me of imperialism. And Boris, remember, has been calling out Russia for being an imperial power. But Boris wasn't too interested in telling us just how far from the UK the Chagos Islands are. Any sort of geographical input here?
Actually, Che, I spent whole night researching this. And as it turns out, surprisingly, in normal human measurements, not British ones,
okay,
the islands are actually almost 10,000 kilometers away from London.
So Boris thinks it's ridiculous to give them back to Mauritius because they're 2,000 kilometers away from Mauritius, and he wants to keep them, and they're 10,000 kilometers away from London. Oh, yes. I say, old chap, jolly good, what? So let's leave Boris in London making a complete clown out of himself, and let's head to Kiev again. They had a visitor. Poor old Jens Stoltenberg is no more. I'm sad to announce he is going to head off with a massive pension onto the speaker circuit and talk for cash, like he's been talking it for the Americans for the last 7 years, I think. And there's a new guy in town, a guy called Mark Rutte. Now, Mark is a very successful politician from Holland. Not. So who exactly did elect Mark Rutte, who got thrown out of power by the Dutch people, to be the head of NATO? Augie?
What election are you talking about?
Exactamundo, my friend. What election indeed. So Mark's first visit, you guessed it. Where's he going to go? London, Paris, New York? Nah. So he turned up, of course, in Kiev to see his Ukro slaves. Very important. You got to put the Ukro slaves in to the meat grinder. The meat grinder then produces profit for the military industrial complex. And business is booming. A beautiful picture, but hold on a second. CSI. Organis. Enhance. Oh, now it all makes sense. Ah, yes, it's our old friends, the Naffotards. Who are the Naffotards? I hear you screaming. Well, our friends and regular viewers will know exactly who the Naffotards are. It's a group of very strange human beings who dress up as doggies. That's a bit weird. Go online and think they're going to defeat the Russian military, which is advancing all across the front. Strangely, the NAFO group haven't stopped them. Very interesting. And they, you know, attack people. They're misogynists. They threaten people. They're crooked. They work with people like the Georgian Legion, who have tortured prisoners of war. And they're now in big trouble for embezzling tons of money from people in, guess where? Kiev. Oh, I feel so bad for you. So the Naffotards, great bunch of people. You'd imagine these are very, very sort of athletic, good-looking, dynamic people. Correct, Augie?
As it turns out, not so much.
Oh, really? Run the video, Augie. Aha. Oh, so this is who they are. They have revealed themselves. Ooh, nasty. What's this? It's like the bargain basement in a mature dating site. I've seen better looking creatures in the bottom of a bag of hammers. And where do these dudes get all their cash from? And they recently tried to crash onto Truth Social, which is Donald Trump's version of Twitter, kind of. But the big Don wasn't having any of it. As you can see, they didn't really score a big success on that occasion. But you got to ask yourselves, where does all the money come from? You got any ideas? I've got a word in my head. It's a three-letter word. Let's begin. Let's play three-letter words. I think there's an I in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What? You got anything?
Maybe C.
Ooh, C I. It'll come to me. It'd really make you wonder where all the money's going, these billions of dollars getting pumped into idiotic schemes like NAFO. But there's still a big chunk of change missing. Where do you think it's all going, Augie?
How about for making articles like Karim, a bisexual cat that defied Putin?
Oh yeah, that's the end of Putin. I can hear him getting into Aorus right now and taking off up the Arbat. It's game over. And as we hear the screech of tires heading from the Kremlin, because Vladimir Putin is aware that a bisexual cat has it in for him, it all feels and seems like something out of the dream of a drug-addled lunatic, a madman waking up from a fever dream, maybe. Organis?
Wait a second, Che.
Yeah?
You might be right.
Oh, run the video. Yeah? You mean I haven't destroyed up my whole country? What? You know, I didn't? Oh, that's sweet. And heading back towards Ukraine, who better could give us advice on the complete show that is the Middle East? And it's getting pretty hot over there. Lots of drama, lots of danger. Who else could give us some really interesting advice on that kind of stuff? Who would you ask? Which country would you ask for advice on how to run the show that is the Middle East? Augie, any ideas?
Obviously, it's the Ukrainians.
It's the Ukrainians. And this guy is called Alexei Goncharenko. Now, Alexei has a long history as a neo-Nazi, a Russophobe, a very hateful little man. But he has some great and very, very prophetic advice about Iran in particular. He believes that the Iranians ain't got nothing in the bag. They're all talk, no action. Run the video, Augie.
Iran, with this Ayatollah regime, which just raising the flags and they can't even reply.
It's not going to end well.
In their own capital, when their key proxy was killed there. They can't do anything about this.
Nothing.
Who we are afraid of?
Oh, that one's going to age like milk. Oh, look, Alexei, it's showers of ballistic missiles smashing into Israeli airfields, barracks, and even the poor old Mossad HQ. Not so good. And of course, sadly for Alexei, it's not the first time he's been slapped. Slapped down, the old 1-2, the left-right. Alexei has got a big mouth, and back in 2014, when he arrived in Crimea with Petro Poroshenko, the chocolate king, to convince the Crimeans, who overwhelmingly are Russian, that they belonged with Ukraine, one of the locals decided to give him a little bit of advice. On the video, Augie. Oh, yeah, yeah. A little bit of advice for Alexei. Oh, here we go. Two pieces of advice. One, two, yeah. So there's Alexei's little bit of advice. Probably what he'll ever get if he ever heads to Tehran, I wouldn't like to watch. And as our friend there, Alexei, was talking about Israel and talking about Iran, it's interesting that the Iron Dome, this mighty Israeli air defense system, it seemed, just like Alexei, to get a bit of a slapping the other day. Didn't end well. As you can see, there was quite a few of the missiles might have actually got through. It's a very expensive little piece of kit as well, Organis, correct?
As it turns out, American taxpayers, and yes, American taxpayers, have paid around $3 billion just for the Iron Dome.
Wow. And of course, the Iron Dome ensured that there was actually no damage. And that's why the Israelis decided to put a thing called a digital cloud. It's kind of like Kamala talking about, emails up in the cloud. As Kamala said, it's not a cloud. It's basically a little bit of a graphic that you do to cover your airbase to conceal damage that never happened because none of the Iranian missiles got through because the Iron Dome completely fixed it. And they kind of can fix the Iron Dome in the same way that this dude is searching these people entering this concert. Check it out. Run the video, Augie. Oh, look, it's Iron Dome. Yeah. Yeah, this is a very thorough search. Here's Iron Dome working away. What's that in the background? Oh, it's a meteor shower of ballistic missiles from Tehran, Mumtaz. And coincidentally, all across Israel and Europe, and definitely in parts of the United States of America, the tranquilizer copium is mysteriously being completely sold out in pharmacies. People like Dr. Eli David suggested on X that what you were seeing as this meteor shower of ballistic missiles saturated Israel, screwing the Iron Dome or the Paper Dome, whatever you want to call it, was basically reversed. That the video was showing the Iron Dome shooting up into the air and destroying the missiles as they came in. Yeah, that's right, buddy. Go back to bed, have a lie down. Mm-hmm. And of course, because none of the missiles got through, none of these Iranian missiles landed, there's a bit of that about Netanyahu. I wonder why Netanyahu thought he had to run into his basement, hitting himself, if none of the Iranian rockets were actually reaching Israel. Why is he running down the corridor, himself?
Maybe he ran out of copium?
Correctamundo. Run the video, Woggy. Go. Oh, look. Big Benny can actually move. He looks like a rat going up a drain pipe when he sees the rat catcher arriving. Now, check this out. Just afterwards, he made an address to the nation, and he looks completely stable and fine, doesn't he? Mm-mm. One of the side effects of copium, you get the jitters. And of course, a society like Israel dishing out so much brutality, punishment, genocide to its neighbors, you'd imagine a bit of it seeps inwards, and they start to treat their own citizens like... And guess what? Surprise, surprise, Augie, they're doing just that. Here's some of the people protesting to get the, you know, the hostages released. Of course, they're called hostages if the Palestinians take them. They're called prisoners if Israel does. These people are out on the streets, and they get a little taste of the brutality that their Palestinian neighbors have been getting. Run the video, Augie. It's hardly brutal, is it, to get a bit of whipped cream doused on you? Augie pays good money for that of the weekend. Up in the gay club. Now, there is another group in Israel who don't want to fight on the basis of their religion, and that's the ultra-Orthodox Jews. Now, they've come into conflict with Benny Netanyahu's boot boys as well. And it ain't too pretty. They're getting a good old slap too, just like Mr. Goncharenko. Run the video, Augie. Boom. Oh, dear. So this doesn't look too pretty. I mean, is this what you would call, appropriate punishment for somebody?
Not for your own people.
Mm. It seems that Biden, Harris, and the rest of the clown show are absolutely determined to give your money away to other people, to the Ukrainians, to the Israelis. You have to think, what would have to happen in the United States for ordinary Americans to actually get some cash off their government? It's there. Money. Maybe something like dramatic, like a hurricane, Augie.
No way.
Yeah. And when you actually drill down into the numbers about how much in the last couple of months has been given to Ukraine and Israel, it's kind of eye-watering. What are the numbers, Augie?
Zelensky got nice $8 billion. Israel received $8.7 billion.
Ooh, nice. Ching, ching. Beautiful.
And Taiwan got just a little bit of that, $600 million.
Sure. It's kind of change you find in your ashtray of your Cadillac. You wonder, maybe some of the cash that's been given to Ukraine and Israel to bomb other people should be given to American pilots to teach them how to look in the rearview mirror occasionally. Because obviously this F-16 pilot wasn't doing that. He was probably on TikTok or, you know, taking a selfie for his chick back in Finland, where I think the planes came from. Guess what was coming up behind him? Oh, you guessed it. A Russian fighter jet. Run the video, Augie. Whoa, look at this. My God, he overtook me at 7,000 kilometers per hour. Holy. I think I know which team I'd rather be playing on if this got real. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a bad look, isn't it? It's a bad look, you know? And what's most interesting is the lightning quick reactions of the American pilot. Lightning quick. About a week later, look. It's time to move to the target. And of course, as soon as this happened, the Americans at the Pentagon came out shouting that this was unprofessional behavior, because their own pilot was embarrassed by the skill of the Russian. And it's not the first time the Russians have sort of made tits out of the Americans. Over the Black Sea some time ago, a Predator drone, you know, the one that the Houthis are knocking out of the sky like pigeons with a shotgun, got kind of pissed on, literally, by a Russian fighter. Run the video, Augie. So this is a Predator drone snooping around Sevastopol off the coast of Crimea. And guess what happens? A Russian fighter decided to drench it in jet fuel. Now, guess what? The modern technology of a Predator drone, this multi-million dollar drone, they don't like jet fuel in their cameras. And the poor old drone went down and it didn't come back up. And maybe the reason this pilot was on TikTok, maybe he was on Grindr, maybe he was on one of the gay apps trying to hook up when he got back to base, because there's quite a bit of distraction, let's say, in the American military at the moment. And we say it again, over 70% of the people who are supposedly going to fight a war for Uncle Sam are too diabetic, fat, or gay to bother joining the military. And here may be one of the candidates that got through the net, literally, the net stockings. Run the video, Augie. Oh, This is one of our boys, a Navy sailor. Is also a drag queen. Like that means something. I love the flick of the hair, do you? Oh, saying hello to all those imaginary friends.
It's psychological warfare, Che.
Psychopathical warfare. Not psychological, it's psychopathical. Is that a word? Psychopathical. Oh my God, you love this, don't you? You just love to see it. It's just so positive. You know, because remember, when you're fighting a war like the boys in Ukraine are, what really matters is that you can quickly change and prepare high heels. That's going to win. That's going to win for you. No. And something that's quite interesting, remember old Mark Rutte, the head of NATO now, a very important man. He had the little doggy picture in his hand, right? You remember? We just talked about it. The doggy thing, the puppy boys, it's kind of a gay cult thing right now. It seems to be growing in popularity. And I'm emphasizing the term growing, right? And San Francisco, you could be walking on the street with your kids on your way home from the shops or for a nice stroll in the park. And you could see two little doggies getting it on. But these aren't doggies. These are boys dressed as doggies. On the video, Augie. Oh, my God. This is public. This is in the public, right, Augie?
It is in public, Shay.
Is this real? I mean, are we...
Do you think... Does it not look real to you?
I don't know. I'm not looking. I'm kind of looking over here.
Yes.
Oh, me. And of course, what are the elites up to? While the show literally falls apart, two men dressed as dogs blowing each other in a public park, the naval pilot's asleep at the wheel, and while they're not screwing up in the air, they're down on the ground dressed as women. What are the elites doing? Where's all the money going? Well, guess what? The governor of Massachusetts, that's right, there's a lot of problems in Massachusetts, right? Housing, healthcare, a lot of crime. You wouldn't know it by looking at the governor, because she's decided to hit the dance floor on TikTok. It just seems to be a thing. Run the video, Augie. I mean, so what? This is just ridiculous. I'd love to dump a large bucket of shit onto these people. I mean, come on, what the... Oh, I hate this crap, man. I hate this. I hate this stuff. Somebody buy TikTok and just shut it down. It'd be the best thing that could happen. Oh, hold on. Good idea. And of course, it's not just TikTok dances in the political world and all this weird going on. You've also got people doing memes of Joe Biden as being pre-deceased, basically. Weekend at Bernie's. It's a popular one on the net. But there is actually a US president who is basically gone, but not forgotten, because he's still alive. You might think it's a Venus flytrap with its mouth open in a wheelchair, but it's Jimmy Carter, the famously failed president, very nice man, very intelligent, had some actual interesting insights while not brain dead and in a wheelchair being rolled out into the sun. Basically a bit cringe, a bit freaky, a bit spooky, I would say, Augie. Run the video. Yeah, as you can see, he's completely animated. And why you would want, yeah, that's it. It's, yeah. Wait for it, he's gonna do something. He's gonna blink. No, he doesn't. Look, I mean, is this, how comfortable are we with this, Augie? Are we comfortable about this? This is good, is it?
Gee.
And of course, we should have known. We should have known. We're being, because you know what? We're being hindered by what has been, by what could be. Because the reason good old Jimmy Carter is staying alive, because he actually knows this, and before he came out looking like a plank of wood with a hole drilled in the top of it, he actually said this to everybody. He jumped out of his chair and said, I'm staying alive because I want to vote for Kamala Harris. That's what they say. That's the reason they say they rolled this predeceased dude out onto a golf course or some Oh, yeah, man. You gotta love the American free press. And guess who's turned up in the old USA? He also turned up in Bangladesh recently. Of course, nothing to see here. The US had nothing to do with screwing the whole Bangladeshi government, and that's why Soros just so happened to turn up. I was just in the neighborhood. He also turned up in the USA. And guess who he was having a bit of brunch with? Oh, that's correct. Oh, Mr. Waltz. The human Labrador and the son of Satan decided to have something to eat. We'll talk about that in just a second. But during the vice presidential debate, Mr. Waltz also revealed that he has some unusual friends, correct? Very strange people. Run the video.
Governor, you previously opposed an assault weapons ban, but it's only later in your political career did you change your position. Why?
Yeah, I sat in that office with those Sandy Hook parents. I've become friends with school shooters. I've seen it.
I've become friends with school shooters. I've seen it. Oh, yeah, the human Labrador is really screwing it up. He's stepping on the landmines. Kamala just doesn't come out and just doesn't talk to anybody. That's her favorite tactic. But old Tim is a nice guy, Augie, correct? He's just one of us.
He's definitely human, not a reptilian, because he likes pizza.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Run the video.
Yes!
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
but
I do want to go.
Yeah. Let's go get some pizza!
Oh, that one looks good.
Oh, he's so normal, yeah. Oh, what a tit.
Let's go, Tom! Let's go, Tom!
Yeah, rent a crowd. What a pathetic bag of crap. So that brings us to the end of another Whistle Stop Tour of Phil. And you might be feeling right now, particularly if you're an American and you've suffered the consequence of a terrible natural disaster, or you're in the Middle East or in the Ukraine getting dragged into a bus to be taken on a one-way ticket to a picnic, that no one cares. No one cares about you. You're not important. But you may be just one person to the universe, but to two people here in Moscow, a little Armenian and a big Irishman, you are the universe. And we'll be here again next week poking the enemy of truth and seeing what falls out. We're going to shake the tree. See you then. Hold a show.